Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. I am so honored to be with you today, and you're joining us in our audience. We're seeing all these things take place in the world today. Things are shaking and quaking, but I got good news for you. The good news is that no matter what the adversary is trying to do, God is working out his plans. As a matter of fact, a prophetic word was given some time back and repeated again by Pastor John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence about exactly what's going to take place in America. One is that all of America will be ablaze with a revival before the Lord comes back. As a matter of fact, let's go to Pastor John Kilpatrick right now. Take a look.
Talked to her and she said, I just left Seattle. And she said, I was in a meeting in Seattle, Pastor. She said, I know I never met you, but I've been going here a long time. I said, yeah, I know that. She said, I just left a meeting in Seattle. And she said, Dr. Cho was the speaker. And she said, I heard him say in Seattle that the Lord told him, he said, I'm about to pour out my spirit in America. And he said, well, Lord, I said, are you through with America? Are you through with America? It looks like that, you know, everything's just going haywire. Are you through with America? And God said, oh, no. He said, I'm not through with America. He said, I'm about to pour out my spirit there. He said, as a matter of fact, get your atlas out of your attaché case. And he got his atlas out and opened it up. And the Lord said, point. And it landed right on the dot of Pensacola. And the Lord spoke to Cho and said, I'm going to pour out my spirit first here like a match head. It'll burn like a match head, bright, and it'll be powerful. And he said, then it will go over to the Mississippi River. And it'll back up across Florida again. Come down into the peninsula of Florida, go up the east coast, down through the west and the southwest, and shoot out to the northwest. And before my coming, all of America will be ablaze with the glory of God.
Is that not exciting? That is so exciting. And what happened before revival took place and that prophetic word was given about what God was going to do in Pensacola, Florida, which began to birth Father's Day of 1995 at Brownsville Assembly of God, 3100 West DeSoto Street, Pensacola, Florida, is that God spoke to Pastor John Kilpatrick because at that time some real difficult things were happening in the culture. I mean, abortion clinics were being blown up. Doctors were being killed. People said they were doing that in the name of Christianity. Some falls of ministers had taken place and things were looking really bad. Well, God spoke to Pastor John Kilpatrick and told him, if you'll begin to speak into the heavenlies what I'm telling you to speak, I'll change the atmosphere. And he did that, and what happened? Father's Day 1995 was the beginning of the Yonggi Cho prophecy about God said, I would begin in Pensacola, I would go all the way to the Mississippi, but he'll come back. God's going to come back through the panhandle again, and that's where the Lord told us to begin to do the very same thing. First, let's go find out what the Lord told Pastor John Kilpatrick to do about brass heavens. When you're praying, and all of a sudden, doesn't seem your word's going anywhere, the atmosphere has changed, but you can change that atmosphere. And that's what we're doing here at VFN TV. Let's take a look now.
And right before revival broke out, especially about a week or two before revival broke out, you could come in there on Sunday night to pray. And it was like you almost had to whisper, because if you had any volume at all, it was like it was just booming in heaven. That's the way it felt. Derek Prince told me before he died, he came there and spent about a month with his wife from Jerusalem. And he said, Brother John, he said, I've been all over the earth many times. And he said, I've never been a place on the earth that had such an open heaven as Pensacola does. And I remember in 1988, back during the Jim Baker debacle and Jimmy Swaggart debacle, I heard the Lord say to me, he said, the heavens are brassing over from New Orleans this way toward Pensacola. And that's the first time I'd ever heard that phrase. And he said, the heavens are clabbering, they're thickening. And he said, if you'll preach what I give you on television, and if you'll preach what I give you at Brownsville, he said, I'll begin to open the heavens. And at that time, Pensacola was known as the abortion capital of the world. That's where they had all the abortion bombings and abortion killings. Dr. David Gunn was killed by Michael Griffin. The kids that bombed the abortion clinic over there, they all had Bible names. And the Lord said, if you'll preach what I give you, he said, I'll open up the heavens from New Orleans this way. And he said, I will send my spirit. That's all I knew. So I began to preach what he gave me. And the Lord gave me a series on when the heavens are brass. And I actually wrote a book about it. And whenever I began to preach on that, how that disobedience and sin clabbers the heavens. And it hinders the people from getting through those clabbered brass over heavens. Jesus, when he came, he said, I've come to do thy will, O Lord. And he said, you'll see, he told Nathaniel, he said, you'll see heaven open over me. And angels will be going up on my behalf and coming down on my behalf, ascending and descending over me. When I saw that in the scriptures, I knew I had a book. And I wrote the book about it. And I began preaching on open heavens. And what God did, basically, in just a short period of time, when he sent revival in 95... Pensacola no longer was known as abortion capital of the world. It became known as a revival capital of the world. So somebody give God praise.
So it just shows you how God begins to change the atmosphere. And that's one of the things that he told us when he established VFN TV and the daily radio program. He showed us specifically as we continue to speak in the air, begin to speak out what God is telling us to speak out, that the atmosphere changes. And we're seeing that take place. We've seen newscasters that have been in that region in the Gulf Coast, what we call the glory zone that we've been speaking into, that they begin to hear the Lord after 17 years of broadcasting the news every day. And he said the Lord just called him into ministry. He's leaving because I got tired of speaking empty words, and he's gone into the ministry since then. We had other people that are saying how much hope that they've gotten. Why? Because as we begin to do what God says and speak out, the words into the atmosphere, it changes things. It just begins to change things. You look at what took place, revival that took place in 1995. Now we're looking at, it's already beginning to bubble up in the all the way to the Mississippi where Young Yi Cho gave that word. Well, guess what? It's going to come right back through the Gulf Coast again, come through the Panhandle. And I really truly believe God has set us up for that very thing. As a matter of fact, we get back from this break, we're going to go to the full prophetic word that was given by Pastor John Kilpatrick in January 2016. It addresses every single thing, including the coming down of Jezebel, a Jezebel spirit. Praise God. Make sure you join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
So we're here at Lighthouse Church in Panama City Beach, a couple days into a deployment here after Hurricane Michael, and we're settling in with our operations. We have our full mobile command center in operation. We have teams coming in to advance or expand our team so we can help more people. We're doing volunteer coordination. The first couple days alone, we've already sent a couple hundred volunteers into the field to help homeowners. They're scouting homes, looking for people that are vulnerable and need help. There's a lot of tree damage from the wind effects of this hurricane, so there's a lot of chainsaw teams working. That's a big need. We're providing hot meals out of our mobile kitchen. In the very first evening of providing hot meals, we did about 638, I think it was, hot meals. And today that number is going to be much larger. One family came in, and the kids had only had potato chips for 2 days. And we were able to provide hot meals to that woman for her family, and she was thrilled. It was a really amazing experience. So just a short time after the storm, after Hurricane Michael, the need is still great. So Operation Blessing is trying its best to get resources out in the community, hot meals, toiletries, different types of supplies. So that's just really important that we fill that need. And our volunteer teams have been running these things to homeowners that are stuck in their homes because they can't even get out their driveway because the tree's in the way. So you may be sitting there wondering, well, what can I do? I'm just so-and-so in whatever part of the country. You can get a team together. You can call. You can go to ob.org, and you can find out how to volunteer. You can financially support our efforts. You can, of course, pray for us. We really appreciate that. But volunteer armies are really critical to help a community after this much destruction.
This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
As one who has lectured and taught in philosophy in various parts of the globe, I believe all philosophy ultimately either is born out of or is built upon these two foundational questions. Number one, does God exist? And number two, if he does, what is his character? One of the struggles that I personally have, having been transplanted from the East to the West, and having seen what religious anger and intolerance can do in some parts of the world, and having seen what ideologies can do, albeit atheistic, in other parts of the world, and let us not forget that. One of the most troubling aspects to me as one who is trying to wrestle with these issues is born out of a concern why it is not possible to disagree without being disagreeable. Is it not important to deal with these fundamental issues in a reasonable manner?
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
Do you believe in the cross of Christ?
I'm a pastor.
If you believe, then the question is, what are you going to do about it?
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Oh my goodness, this is so exciting.
Yes, it is.
To hear, you know, prophecy, Amos chapter 3, verse 7, God says he does nothing unless he reveals it through his prophets first. Mm-hmm. And there's one prophetic voice amongst many is Pastor John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence, and a powerful prophetic voice.
Yes.
But I know that we were headed to Texas, Denton, Texas, and we were going to set up our studios in Texas. Everything was going that way. And then all of a sudden, the Lord spoke, and he said to me about the time of the explosion, the bombing that took place.
Yes.
And he told me that was going to happen before it happened. And he said, stop. And then he said, I'm going to change the atmosphere on the Gulf Coast. Mm. You just heard, you know, Pastor John Kilpatrick talk about specifically the atmosphere was messed up. God told him, if you'll speak this into the atmosphere, I'll change it. What was the consequences of that? It was revival that touched the world. And so he said he's going to change the atmosphere, and he has changed it, and he is changing it. And we've been speaking out on a daily basis, you know, what God is saying to us, and we're seeing things change. But two things he said, you know, one, another thing the Lord said when he was encouraging us to stay in the Gulf Coast was he was going to move.
Mm-hmm.
There was going to be a glory zone established that was confirmed by Apostle Kaderi when he came from Nigeria, that God was going to set up a glory zone, the winds were going to come, and the nations were going to be reached, but also that that Jezebel, the spiritual principality that had a stronghold over the Gulf Coast region, was going to come down. And so as a memorial of that word, I have a casket that I had here on my desk, and inside the casket has the words from the Wizard of Oz when the witch was dead. Remember the witch fell on top of the house?
Yes.
The house fell on top of the witch. And it says this particular, they came up and they said, listen, we got to make sure she's absolutely positively beyond any of shout dead, right? Gone. And we've seen some very specific things that this has been fulfilled, some different things that are going on, which means all these things that God is saying, they're coming to pass. So you can be prepared. Even though things look rough, realize God's got some plans in store for his people. It's going to be the best of times and the worst of times, but knowing that revival is going to take place and a great awakening for the church, really, but it's a revival for the church. It's going to touch the nations. But I want you to hear this full prophetic word. It was several different areas that was given in January 2016 at Church of His Presence by Pastor John Kilpatrick, and we were there to hear that word. And one of them, you'll notice that he said that kingdoms will be jolted. Well, that's exactly the word that was given when Brexit left the European Union, and they got jolted. And we're going to see kingdoms jolted and nations shaken. But take a look at this. This is a prophetic word. It's very encouraging. You're going to be very encouraged by this. And this is the full prophetic word that was given by Pastor John Kilpatrick, January of 2016. Take a look.
The year of the wind. Holy Spirit said this year will be a very unusual wind, an unusual year on many levels. As a matter of fact, a phrase will be repeated over and over on the lips of people of many nations. You will hear it said, I have never seen anything like this before. There will be a great stir among the peoples of the nations. Seemingly nothing will remain normal by any stretch of the imagination. This will not just be an American phenomenon, but it will touch all continents. The Lord shall rise up and make himself known. The forgotten shall shout for great joy.
The heathen will see a great light. Unbelievers will take another look. Experts will be stumped. Nations shall be shaken, but kingdoms will be jolted. Dead, dry bones will experience a fresh prophetic wind. Some will struggle with the question, is this God or is this the devil? But God will receive all the glory for his mysterious wonders. This will be a year of the winds of God, and those winds are already blowing, even as I speak this word. As I share these words, if you want to praise the Lord, if you want to stand, if you want to receive it, whatever you want to do, just receive it and make whatever noise you want to make. I'm fine with it. Say goodbye to the pig pen. God says you've been a victim of swine syndrome. Human swine have persecuted and mocked you openly because of your faith and your love for God. These swine have trampled upon the pearls that the Holy Spirit has formed in you. They have made your life miserable and very stressful, but the Lord says to you that he's taking you out of that hog pen and setting you up on high on a perch. He will cause you to soar like an eagle. God has said enough is enough. There is such a change coming in your life, you will need time to adapt yourself to the many wonderful changes in store for you. You have been persecuted but not forsaken, cast down but you have surely survived. Now the Lord says he himself is going to reward you openly and cause his fragrance to grace your new space. In your face. You've had such obstacles in your life. It has been as though you have experienced a contrary wind in your face, hindering your every move. As a matter of fact, for many years, almost everything you've attempted has experienced setbacks. In your face is the phrase that best fits where you've been. Countless adversaries have been in your face withstanding you. At times, you've even tried to justify this contrary wind as possibly being sent by God, but you knew in your heart it wasn't true. Now things have shifted, and what was once in your face has moved behind you and is working for you and propelling you forward. Things are definitely changing from contrary to favorable. This favorable wind is so timely for you in so many ways. God says, I've got your back. Heaven wind. The shift in the wind will cause life-giving air to blow into the nostrils and mouths of your loved ones who have fainted. It will be somewhat like a supernatural oxygen mask. Even the backsliders and the lost sinners who have been slowly dying have fallen by the wayside, struggling to breathe. They're going to catch their breath. It will be a fresh wind from heaven. Those who are saturated with the cares of life, those who suffer dark depression, anxiety attacks, and deserve sleep shall finally find rest and relief. The comforter has come. The wind bloweth where it listeth, as in the upper room the spirit was so anxious that he rushed. It was a rushing and a mighty wind. This wind will cover you and your loved ones like a warm comforter blanket. The Spirit set upon each of them, and the Spirit is about to set on your sons and your daughters and others of your household. God said, I've released my Spirit, and the Spirit is going to rush to you. As a matter of fact, he's rushing to you even now as you hear this. He's filling your lungs again with life-giving oxygen. Take a deep breath. Breathe him in. Holy Spirit is resuscitating and reviving you even as this word is being released. Hyperventilation and fearful breathing is subsiding and giving way to peaceful and restful breathing. I declare sweet, peaceful sleep to come upon you even from this moment forward. Peaceful rest is returned. He gives his beloved sleep. From drought to drenching rain. This is a word for the dry and famished ministers. A wind has already caused a 500-year drought to shift on the West Coast. Water has recently returned on the drought-stricken West, on that parched land after years of no rain and desperate conditions. The shift started late in 2015. Not just long-awaited showers, but now snow is falling. Large amounts of snowpack are accumulating up in the mountains. The locals say it's the most snowpack in decades. From famine to plenty. Just as the famine has yielded, so will cold and dry hearts yield to a change in the atmosphere that heaven wind is going to bring. Showers will intensify into rain. Rain will bring in the latter rain of the Holy Spirit. You will not have to strive. It's simply going to rain. My rain will come on the thirsty. I've heard the cries and the groans for rain. I will make it rain on the just and the unjust. Even the unsuspecting shall be taken back at my goodness to send this refreshing rain upon them. This rain will bring the familiar, and it will bring the unfamiliar. The wind has already shifted. You'll smell the rain before you feel it. Whosoever will welcome this latter rain of my Spirit, I will revive, refresh, and renew. Listen, can you hear the abundance of rain? Deliverance from womb wounds. God said, I'm going to separate you from the chaff in your life. I'm going to blow off of you the hindrances that have hindered you. For some time I've been speaking to you regarding your addictions and habits that render you weak and ineffective. I'm going to open your eyes to see what you could not see before. As Balaam was made aware of what was hindering his progress, you will also see and understand the endless delays and setbacks that have caused you such discouragement and heartache. I will unseat, I will uproot by my Spirit the things that have been upon you even from the womb. Your deliverance will come in 1 hour. Forgive, but run. You have been greatly misunderstood. Prevailing circumstances that are satanic in origin are so complicated that you've even wondered how could something so insignificant become so evil and so complicated. This has cost you friends and family, and has even begun to affect your health. But hear me, the Holy Spirit is moving on your behalf. This is finally coming to a close. The Lord Himself is going to bring the closure. Although you went through a painful learning curve, you will now finally experience the new. But be cautioned. Because you enjoy and you seek the comfort of the familiar, do not fall in that trap again. You must forgive and release your adversaries, but you must remove yourself from the very atmosphere where everything has been so distorted and tormented. My Spirit will lead you to places where there will be new faces, and you'll learn to trust again. Your feet and legs will heal quickly from the scars of the trap that held you fast, but you must keep moving and move quickly, because that trap will not remain open very long. Be diligent. Now is the time of your departure. An impossible pregnancy. Mary had an impossible pregnancy. It was beyond impossible. Even the angel said it was impossible with man and only possible with God. A virgin to conceive, there's nothing normal about that at all. Impossible, but God. I speak to you today, daughter, that your situation likewise is very complicated and seemingly impossible, but it is not beyond God. Your situation is totally in the realm of a miracle from God. Sometimes miracles look like a mess at first, but they turn out to be a jaw dropper. I release you to believe in spite of it all. Against all odds, your faith will begin to stir. Although you don't understand, you don't need to understand. I release the Spirit of life to hover in your womb and for you and your husband's bodies to become anointed to produce a healthy baby. I declare it to be so. God says you shall laugh at the locust. I am proclaiming that you indeed will have the money to retire. And you will indeed have the money to transition into the life that you desired for a long time. You have worked. You've given to the Lord and to His work. And for a very long time, you sacrificed and prayed and planned for this time of your life. And now, just as you're ready to step across the threshold into the new, a strange fear has gripped you. It's a grasshopper fear that has made you afraid of your promised land. You feel threatened by the very things you have desired and worked so hard to accomplish. This swarm of dream-eating locusts appear to be so significant that your hope has faltered and your plans have collapsed. But the Lord is saying, you will indeed realize your dream, and you will surely prevail. He is going to restore what the locusts have eaten. The Lord is a restorer. Fear not. All will be well. The angel of the Lord is going to oversee this personally for you. Sudden change of plans. Someone has applied yourself. You've studied, gone to school, focused, labored, prepared, saved for a certain goal. But now, just as you're ready to be launched toward what you believed was your destiny, surprise, the Lord has suddenly rearranged everything. It's actually a divine intervention. Another door has opened. An unexpected door that you totally had not expected. You feel inadequate, and you feel unsure and insecure. But this is a moment in time for you. This has thrown your life, your plans, and your preparations into a tailspin. The Lord has gone before you. The future He planned before you is a good one. It is higher than the one you had planned. I hear opportunity knocking at the door. The question is, are you moving toward the door or away from that door? That which was is again. It is though yesterday is now reappearing. Due to the complicated circumstances of yesteryear, it was not meant to be. But now, after all these years, here you are again. You're feeling the same feelings. You're coming alive again at the prospects of what could become a reality after all these years. This is your time. It wasn't wrong back then. It just wasn't time, and it was not the right season. But now the time has come to look again. Extenuating circumstances are not the same now as they were then. This is a new beginning, only a later time. What was is again.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.